It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Vermont Victory Greenhouses and Gardener Supply. Hey there, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Clematis and nasturtiums, oh my. Can you tell us more about some of the differently colored ones and how they grow and even the ones that we can eat in our salad?
Yeah, they do everything, these flowering vines. This is a great time of year for flowering vines, especially the annual and some of the perennial ones, too. A lot of people are familiar with the sweet autumn flowering clematis. That's the one that has the little white flowers that blooms profusely this time of year. The only downside of that plant is that it's invasive. It's not considered a very good plant to grow in your landscape. I've got an alternative that's a native. It's called Clematis virginiana, or Virgin's Bower. This one looks like that sweet autumn flowering clematis, but it doesn't spread around. It doesn't spread by underground roots or seeds. And of course, the bees and butterflies love it. So that's a great perennial to grow in your landscape. And speaking of clematis, some of the smaller flowered clematis, like pink mink, for example, is one that I grow, is still flowering. And so when you get those smaller flowered varieties, they tend to flower longer, and some of them will flower well into late summer and even into the fall. For annual flowers, you can't beat the cypress vine, or cardinal climbers, another name for it. This is an annual flower that starts from a little plant that grows up, grabs hold of fences or trellises or arbors or whatever you have, and then this time of year, it explodes with all these small red flowers that are brilliant flowers, really bright red color to them. It'll keep flowering right till frost. Just a beautiful one to have in the landscape, and one that'll climb everywhere. I'm letting it climb into shrubs, into other flowers, because why not? It's going to die back anyway, and why not get a nice flower show along the way? And the final one you mentioned before, nasturtiums, an edible flower. Yes. As you know, with nasturtiums, bright yellow, orange, and red colored flowers, tons of them. They keep blooming until the frost. They're edible. They're great in salads. They're great in soups. They're great in a lot of places. So there's four vines that you can grow next year, whether it be annuals or perennials, that'll add a big pop to your garden.
Here's a question from Dennis in Ferrisburg. And Dennis writes, I have a French recipe that recommends Samos spinach, which doesn't seem to be available in Vermont. Do you have an alternative to recommend? And if so, is the spinach better cultivated or bought in the spring?
Yeah, so Samos, I did do a little research on this, Dennis, and found that it, in fact, it is a European variety, so they may not have it for export here. But when I looked at the variety and the description of it, I realized it is a crinkled leaf. So I think you could probably use a lot of the ones that we have here that have a crinkled leaf, like Winter Bloomsdale, for example, Space, and Hammerhead are three varieties that come to mind. I think any of those will be fine, and you could plant those now. I know we're getting into September here, but if you're in a sunny spot and you can plant them and put a row cover over them to keep them nice and warm, get them to germinate fast, you might be able to get some, at least some baby spinach leaves, if not the full spinach, in the next month or so, and hopefully that'll be enough to use in your French recipe. Otherwise, you're probably going to have to wait for spring, but even so, if you sow them and get them up now and protect them in the winter, they will bounce back and start growing early spring, so you can have an early spring French treat.
Just don't buy it in the can. Well, thanks so much, Charlie. And if you have questions, vermontpublic.org, search All Things Gardening, and submit your question in the post. And listen back to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.